Hey, have you heard of Bloom Stories? It's an audio erotica app with over 1,000 intimate stories, guides, role plays, and more. If you like the stuff here, you'll love it there. They also just launched a spicy audiobook section where they partner with book talk authors and top-selling creators. Everything from fantasy to dark romance is in there. Head to bloomstories.com to sign up for a free account. Unlock everything by using promo code GIRLONTHENET and save up to 70%.
This is an audio recording of the blog post Competition, A Gangbang with a Twist, read by Girl on the Net. Brace yourself, because I think this might be the most narcissistic, self-centred wank fantasy I've ever had. But seeing as it's given me so many excellent afternoon distractions, I thought I would share it with you. It involves a gangbang, a competition, and a hell of a lot of struggle fucking. Give me a circle of men. I don't care about the exact number, as long as there are too many for me to count at a glance. Some of them are fully clothed, some are topless, all are desperate for a fuck. I've never met any of them before. They stand roughly shoulder to shoulder, making a wide circle. I sit naked in the centre, and beyond them the room is dark. Spotlights mean I can see only them and no further. They're drinking and chatting and laughing and touching themselves, teasing semi-hard erections from their cocks, gripping their junk with big hands, eager for what comes next. I'm on my knees. It's not a fuck, not a polite gangbang where they take turns, or even a vigorous one where they all join in at once. Much as I'd love the abundance of dick involved in that. One in my mouth, two in my cunt if I can manage it, and spunk rubbed liberally into my tits each time one fails to hold himself back. But this isn't a normal gangbang. It's a competition. The first guy steps forward, staring straight into my eyes, challenging me. He unzips and pulls out his dick, squeezing it so I can see how thick and hard he is. He walks forward, grabs my hair, orders me to spit on it before he begins. I do. And then I brace myself, palms flat on the floor, knees slightly apart to give him easy access to my cunt, head bowed like a marathon runner trying to focus before a big race. The aim of the game is for him to come inside me before I throw him off. Men standing around in the circle cheer as he positions himself behind me. He uses one big hand to rub his spit into my cunt. The other grips the base of his cock. Someone at the side starts a stopwatch app and gets ready to tell him to go. I get ready to fight. They start a countdown, the men in the circle. Five. I grin and feel a twitch in my cunt as the head of his dick presses against it in anticipation. Four. He gives himself a few quick, rough strokes to keep things going and put him at an advantage. Three. Two of the guys watching have pulled their cocks fully out now and they're jerking themselves in anticipation of their turn. Two. I have to tense my thighs to stop myself from sliding back onto him too early. One. He's in. One quick movement. Thud. Right to the back of my cunt. And it's so sudden and thick and satisfying in the moment that I forget I'm meant to be fighting back. Resisting. He grips my hips with both hands just as I start to squirm and wriggle. Fighting him off by trying to twist away from his cock. It's an agonising combination. I want to feel him come inside me. I'm desperate for it, in fact. I love the idea of his spunk lubing me up for the next guy. But I also, more importantly, want to win. So I take a deep breath and I start fighting properly. Not just wriggles and half-hearted squirming, but real, proper fighting. I try to buck and writhe, reach my hands behind me to slap and push at his thighs. He grips me harder and holds me tight against the base of his dick while he laughs. He takes one of each of my wrists in his hands and uses that as leverage to yank my body back onto him. I yell at him and he laughs back at me. "You're not even trying," he mocks as I try to wrench my wrists from his grasp. Someone from the circle steps forward now. He's cheering for me. I realise that although I'm torn between winning and losing, the excitement of victory versus satisfaction of spunk, the rest of the guys in the circle are rooting for me. They want me to win. They need me to throw this guy off. Because when I do, it's someone else's turn. The guy who stepped forward is in front of me now, urging me on as I buck and writhe and struggle against the guy who's already fucking me. That guy transfers one of my wrists to his other hand, so he's now gripping both in one fist, and pushes my arms up towards my shoulders until I squeal at the pull in my muscles. He uses his now free hand to grab a fistful of my hair, and I try to snap my head round to bite at him. I miss. He uses his grip on my arms and my hair to yank me back onto his cock, again and again, over and over. All the while I'm trying to twist my hips and wriggle free. "I'm close," he growls between thrusts. "Next time we do this," he says, and then pauses while he adjusts his grip and hauls me back once again down the wet shaft of his cock. "Next time we do this," he says, "I'm starting inside your ass." And that line is enough to tip me over the edge. I crumble, the fight gone entirely. The first waves of orgasm that rip through my cunt also herald the realisation that I am out of energy. I fought too hard in this first round, and now all I can do is hang limply as he fucks me like a rag doll. I can only bite my lip and grin as he pounds his way over the finish line. And he knows. All the men watching know that this is his victory. They cheer and raise their glasses and squeeze their dicks as they watch him complete his victory lap, sliding the tip of his dick into my ass to mark that place with his spunk. His arms, tense with the effort of holding me still and then holding me up, drop my wrists and grip my hips instead. He pushes his cock into me and looks down in triumph as he pours cum into my ass, lubing me up for the guy who's waiting, prepping me for round two. If you enjoyed that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come and help me make more of it and put in special requests if there are particular topics you would like me to write some absolute filth about at patreon.com/girlonthenet. This is actually a two-part story, so if you're listening as soon as it goes out, come and subscribe on my blog and you'll get updates when the next one goes up. If it's been out for a while, then probably part two is on my blog, so click the links, go and find part two, hear more about this gangbang fantasy where it's also a competition, because I'm very competitive like that.